What's up, everybody? This is Michael on behalf of Kevin Richter here at Sound Sessions on WGN Plus. Just wanted to thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes to fill your ears with lots of really cool interviews here at Sound Sessions. Search Sound Sessions WGN. Also, if you have a moment, rate, review, and add a few comments. We love hearing from you guys, and it'll help us immensely on the iTunes ranking. You can also check us out on Twitter at SoundSeshPod, Facebook, SoundCloud, Instagram, or hey, if you feel like it, you can send us a good old-fashioned email at SoundSessionsPod@gmail.com. We respond to every question we're asked, so hey, shoot us an email and we will get back to you. And now without further ado, here is our interview with a young artist who is taking over the EDM world by storm. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rez.
Yay, yay! All right, I'm Flex Pavilion.
Hello, this is Andrew WK.
Yo, 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 it's Miles from Psychedupid.
Hey, this is Ali.
This is Nick from Chook Chook Chook.
What's up, guys? This is the Chainsmoker.
This is the Nameless School from Ghost.
This is Beefcake the Mighty from Guar.
Hey, folks, we're Royal Blood.
And you're currently listening to Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
Sound what?
Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
You're listening to the sweet sounds of Sound Sessions. Thank you.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Rez, and you're listening to Sound Sessions.
Talk about making waves in the music industry. The 20-year-old artist Rez, hailing from the Canadian side of Niagara Falls, has been rocking it with her live debut at Tomorrow World, and is now playing December 30th at the Reaction New Year's Eve event in Rosemont, Illinois. Sound Sessions is delighted to welcome Rez to the show. Rez, how's it going today?
I'm fantastic. Just drinking some water right now. How are you?
You gotta stay hydrated. Now, are you on tour right now, or where are you at?
Right now, I'm just actually chilling in my hometown, Niagara Falls, and I'm just played a couple of shows in Toronto this weekend, but then I have like a couple more random shows in local area, and then I'm gonna be going on tour starting January with Destructo.
Wow, I saw that. That's so huge, especially for like a kind of a newer artist. I mean, it's amazing that you're going on all these big heavy tours. What does it feel like right now, being, you know, I think was it like 2 years into it basically, and now
it is pretty much 2 years into it, and it's honestly just crazy. I don't even know how else to word it other than that. But the thing is, like, when you're experiencing stuff like this happen at such a rapid speed, like, you pretty much don't even really have a minute to think if you're ready or not. It's not whether you're ready or not. You just have to, like, go and do it. And then you kind of, like, I've already been adapting to it. Like, the fact that I played Tomorrow World is already just, like, such a crazy thing. And same with, like, Hard Day of the Dead, and having played shows with, like, Deadmau5 and Skrillex. Like, all this stuff is really crazy, but, like, you almost, like, can't even overthink it. You just have to do it and just go, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, definitely. Is that kind of a...
crazy.
I'm sure it is. Is that kind of adrenaline what is kind of keeping you being pushed? I mean, do you like that feel?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, I've never really been one to need, like, external motivation, like, because I just have so much of it, like, internally. Like, I don't really need, I'm not, like, driven by, like, you know, other, like, I'm literally just driven by my own vision. Like, that's what drives me every day. I want to get my vision out, you know? And, like, the more that these things happen, it definitely does motivate me. But I'm already just such a motivated person as it is, you know?
I love that. So, well, let's get it started back to, you know, your humble beginnings. I mean, you kind of had to jump on the industry starting at the age of 20. But you started at the age of 18, 19, to be honest.
18, yeah.
But where did you get your first start in music? What was this moment, that feeling that you got where you're like, this is what I should be doing with my life?
Yeah, like, basically, before I started producing, I was just going to a bunch of events, like, just as an attendee, because I love dance music so much, right? But I was DJing here and there, just literally just DJing, like, no production yet at that time. Like, I started DJing, like, just very occasionally, like, when I was, like, 16 even. But, when I was doing that, I thought it was, like, completely just for fun. Absolutely saw no career out of that whatsoever at the time. But basically, there was, like, a turning point that I remember specifically, and it was basically once I saw Deadmau5. Like, when I try to think of other artists that could have potentially inspired me, but the main one that I always fall back to is Deadmau5. Like, when I saw him perform at Veld in 2013 in Toronto. It's a festival, and I also saw him perform once again at Hard Day of the Dead in 2013 also, actually. And he's just been by far like my biggest inspiration, just musically, and the fact that he plays basically all of his own music live, and he's just established this huge name for himself, like, just both branding-wise and music-wise. Just everything about him is just, like, so inspiring to me. And there's obviously been other people along the way that have also inspired me, but he's the main person. And I remember I was watching him do a live stream, because he always, like, does that. And that was, like, the moment that I was just like, all right, I'm going to try and do this right now. And I literally did that exact day. I started producing that exact day. That I wish I knew the exact date. That would be awesome. Mm-hmm. But obviously, I didn't think too much of it when I first started that. Because, like, I think basically when I first started producing, I didn't, like, straight away immediately become in love with it. I liked it at first. I thought it was cool. But I wasn't obsessed with it until, like, maybe, like, a month or two later. And once a month or two passed, I noticed that I was making a lot of music. And, like, whether it was good or not, I noticed that I was getting into the flow of things. And once I got into the flow, I was just like, all right, I'm literally obsessed with this. And, like, there was a moment probably about a month or two in that's when I fully decided. I was like, this is actually what I'm going to do, you know? And, like, once I decided that, that's, like, pretty much all it took for me to just, like, pretty much fully put all of my attention towards that one thing. And that's what I've been doing the past 2 years. So I've put putting my attention towards just music production. And just that alone has gotten me to pretty much all these in all my current situations, like being released on like Skrillex's label and Deadmau5's label. You know what I'm saying? Like some people can say like, oh, she's just experiencing this kind of, you know, hype and stuff because she's a girl. But in my defense, these big names, they couldn't care less, like, whether I'm a girl or a guy. Like, they're literally in it for the music, you know?
Yeah. So, and how dare they, like, kind of bring it down like that? Because when it comes down to it is just music that you're hearing. It could be by anybody.
Exactly. That's right. But, of course, I'm, like, the last person to ever get offended by somebody pretty much, like, downgrading me for being a girl, because I'm, like, very comfortable and very happy with, like, who I am and like what I am, you know what I'm saying? So like,
definitely,
I would never get offended. I just think like some of the people that say that are just like, just very immature, and they remind me of me when I was playing Habbo Hotel when I was 12 years old, and just like trolling people on an internet like forum, basically. Like that's what it reminds me of. So I can't even really get bothered, you know?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's not about these haters. I mean, there's going to always be around, but it's the work that you put into it, and obviously you're doing really great stuff, and the fact that you can play these places. There's a million DJs, and they're not doing what you do because you have that motor, I feel like, that's putting you above and beyond what's going on in today's music industry.
Now, I suppose, yeah. I mean, I would imagine other people would have this drive as well, having to be, like, in the position that they are, but I don't know. I guess not. I don't know.
Well, let's go back to the fact that you're so into Deadmau5, and he's, you know, one of at the top of his game, if not one of the best DJs of all time. Have you had a chance to meet him yet?
Yeah, I've met him a few times, actually, because I played a show with him. Well, first of all, what's the first association I have with Deadmau5 is that I got released on his label, and I have more music coming out on his label, actually, next month. But basically, what ended up happening was, because of developing a relationship with his label boss and just, like, pretty much all of Mousetrap, and, like, they all like me as a person, etc., like, that's kind of what opened opportunities for me to play with Deadmau5 in Montreal, and I played with him in Austin, Texas. And basically, I met him for the first time at the Montreal show, and, like, I was, like, literally at a loss for words, because I'm DJing, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere comes Joel just, like, right behind me.
Yeah.
There, like, watching me perform, and I was just like, oh, my. At that moment, I was still so new to meeting, you know, people that I really look up to. I was still so new to that. See, if I were to see him now, I would still be a little bit baffled, but it wouldn't blow me away the way it did that day. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And I just remember a very clear thought while I was performing was, imagine my mom knew that he was watching me right now. She would just lose her cool, because she knows, my family knows, Deadmau5 and Skrillex. They don't know every other producer in the industry, but the two biggest, like, well, maybe not the biggest names, but probably definitely up there, the ones that around my area, that's like, everybody knows Deadmau5 and Skrillex, you know? So my mom knew how big deal, how like big of a deal it was that he was there watching my performance, you know? And he was enjoying it too. He was like jamming out on stage and stuff. It was like honestly just surreal. And he was so nice to me. He came up to me and asked me, he was like, "You're from Niagara Falls?" And I was like, "Yeah, I am." And then that's pretty much how the conversation started. And then he was just, very nice, you know?
That's so cool. That's so cool. And the fact that he knew you before you knew him.
Exactly. Yeah. He knew me. Yeah, exactly. You know, should have mentioned that. He did. He knew exactly who I was. And yeah, it was just honestly just indescribable. And that was a similar moment happened as well when I met Skrillex too. Like, meeting both of them, to be honest, I think Skrillex was even more baffling for me to meet for some reason when I did. It's just, I think it's because I've known Skrillex of his music for longer than Deadmau5, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And my sister's also a huge fan and stuff, so both of them were just something I'll never forget in my entire life, for sure.
This is Rez we're talking to. She's playing December 30th at the Reaction New Year's Eve event in Rosemont, Illinois. Now, going back to some of these cool experiences that you had, what are some of your favorite experiences you've had on the road so far?
The ones that come first to mind are actually pretty easy for me to say. I think when I played at Hard Day of the Dead in L.A., that mm-hmm. was a moment that was absolutely incredible. I can't even begin to explain. Like, the crowd was just absolutely loving it. Like, I felt like, I don't know, I feel like my music and what I was playing was perfect for the room that I was assigned to. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the crowd was just, it's like everybody in the crowd was hoping for me to play stuff like that, and I was, and like, it was just an amazing crowd response. Probably my favorite show to date. The room was so packed, and it was just absolutely incredible. And aside from that, I loved obviously playing with Deadmau5, and I played with him in both Montreal and Austin, but I really liked the Austin show because, I don't know, that crowd was really cool too. And aside from that, actually, I think this recent one actually may top every show I've ever played. I just played a headline show in Toronto this weekend. And this headline show was at this club called the Hoxton, and it actually fully sold out ticket, like advanced ticket.
That's huge.
So it was absolutely amazing. My management actually, they helped, what they do? They actually pretty much built me this crazy cool stage production. And the Hoxton never, it's very rare that the Hoxton does this. I've been to the Hoxton several times. I've seen artists like Gustafelstein, Dylan Francis, and stuff like that. And for a lot of these acts, they didn't have the stage set up for them, you know? Like, I'm sure some of them did, but it's very rare that they do that for the Hoxton. So the fact that my management, invested in this for me, it was insane. Like, the lighting and everything. And I just remember, like, right before I'm about to go on stage, like, everything's completely quiet. They made this, like, epic intro for me. So, like, my hand logo would flash, and, like, there'd be an LED light, like, on the eyeball. And
that's
and all
so cool.
Sudden, like, all I hear in the background, everybody's like, "We want Rez." They're, like, chanting for me. And I'm, like, kneeled down behind the stage. And I'm just like, is this seriously happening right now? Like, it was surreal. There were people from the court, like, the sides of the club, taking their phones and, like, flashing them at me, like, while I'm kneeling down on the ground, like, just about to go on stage. Like, people were, like, recording, like, videotaping that. And I was like, okay, this is getting crazy. And then as soon as I got up on stage, like, obviously everybody screaming and stuff. And I'm just like, all righty.
This is happening.
Like, this is happening. Exactly. I played my set, and it was awesome. Amazing. I had such a good time. I played so much new music. And there was actually this one song that I collaborated with this one vocalist. Her name is Delaney Jane.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually she's sung on like a bunch of dance music tracks. But the song that we collaborated on is very different than what she's normally worked with. And she actually sung the song live. And it was awesome. And the crowd loved it. And it was just, the people in the crowd were like, this is so good.
That's
definitely good. Yeah.
That's such an awesome thing. And the show you're playing here in Chicago is going to be huge, too. Could you maybe describe your sound for some of the listeners who haven't heard you before?
Yeah. my sound is very dark, slow. I like to, not all of my songs are slow paced, but I feel like, because I have made fast tracks, mm-hmm. but I feel like that I, at this point, am getting well known for my distinct, like, slower paced type tracks that are very, like, hypnotic and rhythmic and easily to be kind of just vibe to and, like, bob your head to, you know what I mean? And it's just, I'm just all about simple but very effective rhythms and dark and creepy melodies and just pretty much, that's how I would describe it. It's very bassy. A lot of my music is very bassy, like bass heavy, and just, that's pretty much how I'd explain it, I'd say.
Definitely. I've been listening to a lot of it, actually. I've really, really been enjoying it. Now, you've been traveling all over the place, but here in Chicago, we have music every single day. Have you ever been here to Chicago, or is this going to be your first time?
This is actually going to be my first time, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it definitely will be my first time.
That's awesome. Yeah. Are you excited to join us here in the city?
I'm so excited because people are always tweeting at me or messaging me somewhere, like on some social media, telling me, come to Chicago. So people were always saying that for, like, honestly, all year. Like, I always see that, and I'm like, okay, like, when am I going to play a show in Chicago? Surely enough, I'm pretty much playing, like, one of the biggest shows, I feel like, you know, of the year. So
It's literally the biggest show of the year. And again, that's December 30th.
Yeah, literally the biggest. So, like, I was really pleased to, like, go on Twitter and be like, so, Chicago, I finally got a treat for ya. Coming for New Year, so.
That's awesome. And we are stoked to have you. You know, Christmas is coming up, and I saw that you kind of put out a little bit of a gift yourself. You put out the song Nestivus, which has been, I've been on replay as well on December 16th. What is a Rez Christmas like?
A Rez Christmas? Well, my family, I'm Ukrainian and Persian, and we don't really celebrate Christmas that much, mm-hmm. like not as intensely as most families would. It's kind of just like another day in the house of Rez. So it's not really a big deal. We're kind of just like, hey, Mom, like, I like you a lot. And, you know, some love exchange. And that's about it.
I love that. So you're not going to ask for any, like, amplifiers or, like, turntables or anything like that?
Yeah. No. Nothing too crazy, really. It's
just a lot of love.
Well,
we are so stoked to have you in Chicago. You know, I kind of wanted to know before I let you go, by the way, thank you for your time coming on Sound Sessions today. What kind of advice can you give to that next 20-year-old or those kids who are in high school right now who want to do the same thing you're doing and become a famous DJ and become, you know, get to play music with their heroes and everything? What is it about you that sets you apart?
I would say, well, first of all, I'm hoping that they're doing it for the right reasons, because I feel like in dance music, you know, some people, you know, there's a lot of ghost production going on, etc. I just hope that for the kids that want to get into it, that they're doing it because they genuinely love music and that they have a vision and that they're not just going to be creating music to copy or, like, replicate somebody who already exists. But, and I'm not exactly saying that you have to be unique, but I mean, it's cool if you are unique type thing, right? So yeah. I just think that I would say that you should really focus and lock yourself in your room, and people are going to tell you to get a job, and people are going to try and, like, persuade you out of taking the risk of potentially failing. But I think that if you love it enough, you won't even need to hear my advice or anybody's, because there'll be enough energy and motivation in you to just push through any negative people and uninspiring people, and you'll just get to where you want to be. Because if you're focused and you're consistent with producing music and making songs and learning from mistakes and getting feedback, then you're going to learn faster and you're going to achieve the results you want, basically. So I think if somebody had told me to continue ignoring all of the hate that exists, then yeah, that'd be great. But it doesn't matter because I learned that myself. But I feel like the only, like, demotivating part of this whole thing has been dealing with people who are negative and people who don't dream as big. And they look at you like you're some psycho when you talk about how big your dreams are, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You need to ignore all that.
Yeah, and also to try and surround yourself, if you are going to surround yourself with people, to surround yourself with people who are also big dreamers and like-minded, you know? And obviously, if you're hanging out with people who aren't particularly as motivated as you, they're going to look at you and kind of pat your back sarcastically and say, good luck. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're not going to believe in you. So, I don't know. I pretty much believed in myself, like, straight from the beginning. So, I didn't really need other people to like, validate that in my head. But I feel like a lot of people do need validation. And I would just say, just stay focused on what you're doing and just keep going. And that's it, literally. Just keep going.
And just keep going. I love that. I love that, Rez. Hey, Rez, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and actually Facebook at Official Rez.
Awesome. And you can also check out our sounds on SoundCloud, too, which are always
on our SoundCloud. Play. Yeah, you should definitely check that. You should check out soundcloud.com/official-rez. There's like one of those little dash things. Yeah.
So make sure
cool. Just search up Rez. Or you could just search up Rez on SoundCloud, and then you'll find me. So that's
yeah,
cool.
It's actually very easy to find you online, which speaks to the power of your name now. I mean, it must be really cool to be the first. Yeah, the first Google search, and you're there.
Oh, well, did you look at that then?
La-ti-da. Well, Rez, it was an absolute pleasure. You can catch her on December 30th at the Reaction New Year's Eve event in Rosemont, Illinois. And Rez, thank you again. It was a pleasure talking to you today.
Yeah, awesome talk. So, yeah, we'll chat some other time, I suppose.
I agree. This is Sound Sessions, your voice for Chicago music.
Can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter @SoundSeshPod, and check us out on Instagram @SoundSessionsWGN.